You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak.
I'll rest my head on your cloth if you'd stay and tell me why I am here with you.
Joe Kai is a Korean-American violinist and looper. After living in Sacramento for a few years, he moved to Portland, but he came back last month to debut his new album, Migrants. Here's my conversation with Joe. He talks about what went into making the new album.
Migrants is really an opportunity for me to address a lot of my own identity, not just as a Sacramento person as it was before, but really as an American with a diverse array of experiences. So it's a really eclectic album. There is blues music, there is a string orchestra, there is jazz, classical, all of the different things that I think create the tapestry of myself.
Are you ready to perform?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
All right, let's hear something from the new album then.
Okay, great.
Here he is, Joe Kai.
Candlelit dinners filled with spam and ketchup to the neighbor. Little he knows about the world he left behind. Receiver, hang up the phone if someone calls and you don't recognize. Her lullaby is caught up in the memory of the past goodbye. And spilling your guts to no one on the floor except your mother. Filling your lungs with all the gases of your noble father. Taking it back cause it was never yours to start it over. To your grandma's house she loved but never knew she had a daughter. If only you could have seen under my letter, I would sit next to you. You could have seen under my letter, I would sit next to you. I stayed in tune until the teacher told me I don't have it. I gave it to the student, he forgot his dinner blessing. Sit for the lesson, I can promise if you're patriotic. Please don't leave this country that became a prison and a habit. I play for you but mostly me, I need an answer. How can you root a tree that never had a chance to water? So let me drink to glory days locked in the distant future. Yes, it's getting cold, the crowds are hungry and it's getting darker. If only you could have seen under my letter, I would sit next to you. If only I could have been taller and cooler, I'd make it up to you.
People might know you were born in Korea.
Yeah.
So did you watch a lot of the Olympics?
Oh my gosh, I did. So much of it.
And did you think of yourself as a Korean or an American?
I can't believe you thought of this question because I've been thinking about this a lot. And so to have an opportunity to talk about it, it's amazing. I think each time I've watched the Olympics, I've also noticed my identity shifting and developing and evolving. And I think in general, I would say I root anti-colonialist, you know, like whatever oppressive histories in the past. But this was one of the first Olympics where I really found myself rooting for Team America and seeing specifically Chloe Kim, who was the young Korean-American women snowboarder who just destroyed the competition. I cried. I'd never cried, you know, watching a sporting event before, but to see a Korean-American like that representing America on that stage and performing as she did, it was really cathartic for me because growing up, you know, you watch the Olympics and Team America looks very different from what Team America looks like now. And I think that, you know, I think that's a good prescription for what we can do as we move forward as a society, as a country. I mean, how do we include these people, right? Include people that may not look like what is a stereotypical American and expand upon that definition so that we can include all of the excellence that exists in my closet. Couple months past, here in my conscience. Couple drinks until I'm unconscious. I'm like a prodigal searching for pot of gold. I'm a sweet rainbow right until I vomit. Take me to your place when I'm messed up. I need to fess up. I need an exorcism. My system broke, so I'm slipping. Slow gas tank on low. I need a tow. Take me to your place and then.
Love in a world of pixels. Swipe left, right, shot down like missiles. The game is crazy. We got so lazy that we raised our profiles more than babies. Ain't nobody think about family. We gotta click a lot of pics out of vanity. And this insanity where you don't know how you feel, but at the least think that you like what you see. Communication will forever be key. Separation of communities that need to bridge the gap. I wonder if my path will lead me to a soulmate that remembers me. Or can I be deleted like another app? Already know the answer, gotta face the fact that relationships take patience and value. So many wanna love, but they don't know how.
Take me to your place and then fall in love with me again. Take me to your place and then.
That's new music from Joe Kai. He's coming back for a show at Harlow's in Sacramento on May 19th. He's going to be opening for Idea Team at that band's album release party. And that's Insight Music for this month. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Jen Picard and Cody Drabble. We had help from Nick Bruner, Andrew Nixon, Chris Remington, Anthony Van Hook, and Randall White. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Have a great weekend and go out and see some live music.
Fall in love with me again.